This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hamas militant group designated as terrorist by the U.S. said on Wednesday it has sent new quote-unquote ideas to Qatari mediators aimed at ending the nine-month Gaza war with Israel. Israel confirmed it was evaluating Hamas comments on a deal to free its hostages in the Palestinian territory and would reply soon. With the death toll mounting and conditions worsening daily for Gazans, both sides are under increased international pressure to agree to a ceasefire, more recently based on a roadmap pushed by U.S. President Joe Biden. A group is saying Israeli settlers in the West Bank have got the go-ahead to grab more land. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Middle East settlement tracking group Peace Now says Israel has approved the largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in over three decades, authorities recently approving the appropriation of land in the Jordan Valley. The Palestinians view the expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank as the main barrier to any lasting peace agreement, and most of the international community views them as illegitimate. Israel's government considers the area to be the historical and religious heartland. Peace Now's data indicate it's the largest single appropriation approved since the 1993 Oslo Accords at the start of the peace process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haitian Prime Minister Gary Kani told the UN Security Council on Wednesday the arrival of the first Kenyan police officers under a UN-backed mission marked a critical stage to restoring security in a country ravaged by gang violence.
Haiti se trouve à un moment critique.
Kani told diplomats in New York the arrival of the first contingent of the multinational security support kicks off a new era in Haiti. This is VOA News. Voters in Britain are set to cast ballots in a national election on Thursday, passing judgment on British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's 20 months in office and the four Conservative prime ministers before him. They are widely expected to do something they have not done since 2005, elect a Labour Party government. During the final days of campaigning, Sunak insisted the outcome was not a foregone conclusion. Labour also is warning against taking the election result for granted. An Italian appeals court has upheld the convictions of two American men in the slaying of an Italian plainclothes police officer during a botched sting operation, but reduced their sentences, AP correspondent Haya Panduani reports.
The new trial was ordered after Italy's highest court threw out their original convictions. The court on Wednesday convicted Lee Elder Finnegan and sentenced him to 15 years and 2 months in prison. It gave a sentence of 11 years and 4 months, along with a fine to Gabrielle Natale Hjorth. They were found guilty in the July 2019 slaying of Carabinieri Vice Brigadier Mario Cerciello Rega. The new verdict drew acceptance from the men's families and disappointment from the officer's widow. I'm Haya Panjwani.
U.S. officials' plan to save spotted owls is to kill hundreds of thousands of another owl species, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Documents obtained by the AP show the strategy by the Fish and Wildlife Service is to deploy trained shooters into dense forests along the West Coast with the goal of killing almost a 500,000 barred owls. They are crowding a declining spotted owl population. Spotted owls are smaller and unable to compete with barred owls. The documents show the plan is to kill about 450,000 barred owls over three decades. Past attempts to save spotted owls focused on protecting the forest where they live, setting off bitter fights over logging, but it helped slow the bird's decline. The increase in the barred owl population is undermining that work. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A fourth dairy worker in the U.S. has been infected with bird flu. Health officials said on Wednesday the worker in the state of Colorado had an eye infection and has since recovered. The man worked on a farm in Colorado and had direct contact with infected cows. Three previous cases of human infection linked to cows were reported in dairy workers in other states, Texas and Michigan, this year. As of Wednesday, the Agricultural Department said more than 135 dairy herds in a dozen states had reported infections with bird flu that originated in poultry. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.